Today's daf in the Sechet Brachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Chof Beis. We're holding on Chof Aleph Amud Beit, and we were holding in the middle of our attempt to understand where Rabbi Yehuda was coming from, because Rabbi Yehuda seems to completely ignore Takanas Ezra. So we asked on him, from the way in which we darshan the Pasuk of Yom Asher Amarta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'Chorev, which is connected to the idea of and he used it for a different purpose, which was actually a completely different approach and answer of Benny's question, and that is that the Pasuk is not coming to tell me that you are mechuyev to reconstruct the conditions of Chorev, but rather the Pasuk is coming to tell me that you can access the conditions of Chorev by being able to be mekayim v'odatam es v'nech l'vnei v'necha. Therefore, it's not a question of a different use. It's a completely different understanding. In any event, today we want to go on and see whether it really is consistent with Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda should hold that there's no din of tefillah for carrot, because we have a problem, and that is the Mishnah. Tanakh. Zav shira'a keri, v'nida shepalta shechvat zera, or a mishameshet v'ra'at adam. Now, there are cases where it wouldn't make much sense to go to the mikveh. It wouldn't make much sense because it isn't going to help you. Suppose somebody is a zav and he's tummy for 7 days, or he's a boil nida, or she is a nida. A nida, what does a nida have to do with carrying? Everything. Because if she was poleta chikvazera, remember she has exactly the same din as a balkari. So now the question is whether a boil nida, a zav, someone who is mishameshet mitatat, so she has a din of a balkari, whether there is a halacha that if she afterwards was ras anida, in all of these cases, the tefillah will not do a darn thing, right? Because anyway, she's tamei or he's tamei for 7 days. So over there, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakama, who says you need to do tefillah anyway. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you do not need to do tefillah. Now, the reason that the Tanakama says you don't need to do tefillah is because the tefillah is a meaningless act, since it will not remove. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't need to do tefillah is because a tefillah is a meaningless act. It doesn't remove the tumah. The Chachomim, on the other hand, hold that the din of Baal Keri has nothing to do with tumah, obviously. The din of Baal Keri, if it had anything to do with tumah, then the Torah would have been makbid on other tumah. The idea of Baal Keri, as we'll see, is that Ezra actually was being makbir in order to introduce a sense of seriousness into the lives of Talmidei Chachomim, which ultimately the Gemara expresses as Shelo Yu Talmidei Chachomim Mitzuyin Etz Nishatayim Kitanagolim. That shouldn't be like a bunch of cocks hanging around their wives all day long and thinking about their wives. And that's not the kind of anoga that he wanted. So because of that, he made this gezerah. But that has nothing to do with Tuma, in which case there would certainly be a mocker for the entire idea. If somebody can answer Barnea, I don't know what the answer is. He needs to know where the controller is for the Beis HaMedrash, for the computer, if somebody can call him. I don't know if anybody's here from the Beis HaMedrash. In any event, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's quite clear that we only are interested in one thing, and that is the fact that anyway the person is tummy. But let's take a normal case. In a normal case where the person wasn't anyway tummy, if somebody could just text Barnea that the other computer does not have a controller, does not have a keyboard. So the other idea over here, in a normal case, is of course Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you would need tefillah. He's just saying, if the tefillah doesn't achieve anything, what's the point of the tefillah? But obviously, if he held that there's no such thing as a tefillah for Baal Keri, what would be the point of making this argument about whether he's also a Zav or she's a Nida? It makes no difference at all, no? So ad kan lo patar Rabbi Yehuda l'bezov shara keri, because anyway, he wasn't shayich to tefillah in the first place. He's tummy for 7 days. But suppose he was a regular Baal Keri and he could go to the mikveh. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda would in fact be mechayev him to go to the mikveh. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say there is no such din of going to the mikveh for Baal Keri? V'chite, but now maybe you'll try to tell me, now wait a minute, that doesn't mean Rabbi Yehuda holds that. It could be that Rabbi Yehuda holds, in any event, the Baal Keri never goes to the mikveh, and Baal Keri great in Amar Potter Rabbi Yehuda. The only reason that he argued about this case, and we find a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, of a case of Zov Shara Keri, was to tell me that those who argue on Rabbi Yehuda, namely the Chachamim, that they hold that even though the tefillah per se won't do anything, nonetheless you should go through with the tefillah because of the Takana Zezer. That's the point. But Rav Yehuda, you have no right to learn from here that Rav Yehuda would have said that without the complicating factor of the Zivas that makes the tefillah nonsensical, that then he would have said you have to go to the mikveh. Maybe we're just bringing out the point of the Chachamim, right? And it's Lodiach HaKochan D'Rabbanan, but that isn't true, you see. Because one of these cases is problematic. The case that's problematic is where a woman has intercourse and then is a Ra'as Adam. Now, in that case, at the time that she became, so to speak, a Balkari, she was able to go to the mikvah. Subsequently, she became a Nida, and now it won't help her to go to the mikvah. Now, I ask you, what is the point of adding that case, you see? So let's think about that for a moment. Laman Katanila, who was that case added for to make it clear for us? I mean, for the Rabbonan? I mean, it's sort of obvious, isn't it? If the Rabbonan hold that even in a case where you started out as a Zov, and then that Zov who's tummy for 7 days is Roya Keri, so that means at the time that he was Roya Keri, he couldn't have gone to the mikveh, right? He was already tummy. And in that case, they say, nonetheless, go through the motions because of the Takanas Ezra to remain serious, okay? So then obviously, if at the time when he was Roya Keri, he could have gone to the mikveh, so then Kol Shekein, it's not going to change things that subsequently the woman becomes now a Roya Nida. That's absurd. So if Mikora over here, Zov Shiroi Keri Mir Kelal, Tvir Bar Tviluhu, nonetheless Rabban Rumechayev, so if someone is Mishameshet, it becomes a Balaskeri, so to speak, Bishimosh, Viras Adam, were over there initially when she became a Balaskeri, she was a Bat Tvila, obviously they're going to hold that she has to go to the mikveh, therefore it must be going according to Reb Yehuda, and that's the whole point. But that would mean dafka katani, that the only time that Reb Yehuda says you don't go to the mikveh is in cases like this, where she was a mishameshes v'ra'as anida. Fine, she doesn't need tefillah, because by the time she's ready to go to the mikveh, she's already anyway tamei benida, so it's not going to help her, right? But what about a normal balkari who can go to the mikveh? Apparently, Reb Yehuda holds has to go to the mikveh. So how could you say that Reb Yehuda says that there is no din of the balkari being mechuyev to go to the mikveh in order to say Kriyat Shema or to be oseik in Torah and so on? Okay, you know what? You may be right. Maybe we misread the Mishnah, all right? The Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that according to Reb Yehuda, you mevorech lefaneh v'lachareha, I don't know what that means. Remember, the Tanakhama was saying, even Behirhur, don't even think about it. You can think about Kriyat Shema, you have to think about Kriyat Shema, but don't think about the brachas. So when Reb Yehuda says, no, you do, what does he mean, no, you do? You say the brachas? Maybe not. Maybe we were wrong. Maybe what Reb Yehuda meant was, you think the brachas. But Ein Achinami, Reb Yehuda would agree that in order to say things, you would, in fact, as a Balkari, need to go to the mikveh. And then everything would make sense. No. No. It's an easy way out, but it isn't true. Because Me'itei the Reb Yehuda, Hiro Reb Yehuda does not hold of this whole idea about thinking as opposed to saying. Because look at the Braita. A Balkari who does not have any water for tefillah. So what can he do? Well, he can read Kriyat Shema, but he doesn't say the brachas. Lo lefaneh v'lo l'acharei. He can eat bread, and he can make the bracha Birkat HaMazon, which is the Araita, but he does not make the bracha before, but he is Mahara Belibo, but he should not say it. Now that's our Mishnah. That's Rabbi Meir Shita, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's not such thing as thinking things. Say it. Ben kach u ben kach motzi bisvatav. Absolutely, he should be saying it completely. There's not such thing as yirhur. All that you do is you say. So whether you're talking about the brachas of Rabbi Meir or the other brachas, it doesn't matter. You're allowed to say it. Okay, so now I understand. So yes or no, does he hold of Takana Zezer or doesn't he? Omer Nachu Bar Yitzhak, he does. But what does Takanas Ezra refer to? Okay, we're going to see that Takanas Ezra initially was about Divrei Torah, but which Divrei Torah? And did it initially apply to brachas? Not necessarily. Maybe the Rabbanan extended it to brachas, tefillas, and so on, right? So actually, Rabbi Yehuda said, look, you are allowed, as we are going to see, even in terms of Takanas Ezra, you are allowed to learn certain things. For instance, are you allowed to study Emily Post? Well, I mean, if you're reading Inyanim of Derech Eretz, I mean, yeah, we got a Masechet Derech Eretz, how it is you're supposed to act? Do you put your knife on the right side or on the left side of the plate? You know, stuff like that. Well, that kind of stuff is, I mean, maybe included in Brises, which are exposed, like Derech Eretz Rabba, Derech Eretz Zuta, and so on. But those aren't the things that Ezra assert. He assert the involvement in Divrei Torah. And as far as saying the type of tefillah is, or even Birkat HaMazon, which a person generally could just rattle off, he doesn't have to get into. As far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, that's no different than teaching Hilchos Derech Eretz. And how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hilchos Derech Eretz is okay? Because of the following bright. Avodatem levanecha levnei vanecha. And then afterwards, Yom Asher Amadata Lifnei Hashem Melokecha Bechorev. So we learned out before to reconstruct that moment. And indeed, here the Braita puts it, Mala Halan, just like at Har Sinai, everyone stood be'ima uvir'ah u'b'ze'ah. People were sitting in fear and trembling in awe and with tremendous sweating bullets. Afkan be'imo b'yir'ah b'retet u'b'ze'ah. That you have to have those same feelings when you are learning Torah at any time. And therefore, they said, Mikan Amru, this was the basis of the Takana. That has Aviv HaMitzoraim. So people who are tameim because of problems that don't have to do with carry, even if they're boyim al nidot, if they were toivo for their carry, or mutarim lekrot b'torah b'nevi'im ubiktuvim, they can read Tanakh, they can read Mishnah, they can read Gemara, they can read Halacha, Agada, but not about carry. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, well, now let's not make it a blanket isser. He is allowed to say over the Mishnayos that he really knows that he's just able to rattle off. So Berigiliyot, the ones that he's familiar with, he's allowed to say. But he can't sit and give a whole explanation of the Mishnah and speak out the Pirushim. That's already involvement, and that is inappropriate. Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef Omer, Matziahu et HaMishnah, he can, but only the Mishnah level. He can't get into the Gemara. That is already too detailed, too complex. He gets too involved. And that's what was usher in terms of the similarity to Maimon Har Sinai. Rabbi Natan ben Avi Shalom Omer, he can even explain Gemara, but he has to be careful not to say the Shemais Hashem, which are mentioned in the Gemara when the Gemara quotes Psukim. By the way, many bring a raya from here, that the correct hanhaga is that when you are reading a Gemara, to always say the shame properly, because otherwise, what do you mean? To be careful not to say the shame. Nobody says the shame, right? So this over here implies that you should say a pasuk tzuraso. Now, we know that there are many places where the Gemara specifically went out of its way to change the pasuk and quotes it slightly wrong, which is why I never try to learn a pasuk from the Gemara. So my aunt, who was married to Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, was a tremendous bekiya in Tanakh. So Rabbi Yisrael Zalman used to learn outside in the dining room, and she was inside of her bedroom, and he would always say the Gemara aloud. Every time he got to a pasuk, she would scream out from the bedroom the correct pasuk, because he kept misquoting it, and she couldn't stand the fact that the Gemara was misquoting the pasuk. So anyway, it's the same family, my great-grandmother, that knew Tanakh Baal Peh, that I actually learned as a kid with. She was completely blind. But she corrected me on every single breakdown. It drove me crazy, can you imagine? Anyway, so this is a Gemara, and therefore some say that indeed, B'davka, we should say the Shemais when the Pasuk is properly quoted. Anyway, so because we finally get to the other Shitas, whereas Rabbi Yochanan and HaSandlar, Tamidosh Rabbi Akiva, quotes Rabbi Akiva saying, don't get into drushes on psukim at all. You're bound to start talking about the pasuk, better not at all. Some say, even said more than that. He said, don't go into the Beis HaMedrash at all, because you're going to end up getting involved in learning. And Rabbi Yehuda, and here's where we have our Rabbi Yehuda, Shonehu b'ilchot derech eretz. So since we know, we now have a solution. Reb Yehuda holds of Takanas Ezra, but he holds that it was limited and did not apply to all types of learning. And anything that is just sort of a rattling off kind of thing that people don't take all that seriously or is very easy to absorb, like Emily Post, that is not considered to be a problem for Takanas Ezra. Now, there was Maisa once of Reb Yehuda, who had been traveling around and became a Balkari, and he was walking at the edge of a river with his Talmidim. And the Talmidim said, Rebbe, maybe you'd want to teach us like a Perek in Hilchas Derech Eretz. Now, it could be that they said that not because they knew that he was a Balkari, but they didn't want to embarrass him. So they said, teach us some Derech Eretz, knowing that his Shita was, that even if he was a Balkari, he wouldn't have to be tayvel in front of them to be embarrassed, and he would be able to teach them. But he went down, and he jumped in, and he was tayvel, bedafka. And then, indeed, he taught them a din and derech eretz. So, after seeing that he dafka went to the mikveh, they said to him, wait a minute, why did you go to the mikveh? Didn't you teach us that shoneh hu b'hilchot derech eretz? So he said to them, look, I may be makel on other people, doesn't mean I'm going to be makel on myself. If I'm going to teach, I'm going to teach only if I went to the mikveh. Okay, but anyway, it now seems that everybody was being noyeg on some level, even Reb Yehuda was being noyeg on some level, the din of Takanas Ezra. Tanya Reb Yehuda ben Betirah Yomer, Ein divrei Torah mikablim tuma. This is nonsensical. The words of Torah are not affected by tuma. And therefore, even if you may feel that the individual is not in a proper state of mind to learn Torah, that does not affect the Divrei Torah, right? And therefore, more important, not, of course, I mean, the obvious question is, what does this have to do with anything? I mean, the Takanas Ezra had nothing to do with Divrei Torah being Mekablim Tuma. The Takanas Ezra had to do with the fact that we made a Takana that we don't want people to have the luxury of learning Torah if they're going to be fooling around. That's all. So what does he mean? Now, clearly, I mean, it's what I mentioned to you earlier, the way the Rambam understands the entire idea is that the reason that Takanas Ezra broke down is because people simply found it too much to handle. That was the point. But then the Rabbanan came around and actually were mevatalit. That's the point. Why were they mevatalit? They were mevatalit because for those individuals to whom it was causing guilt feelings about learning, and because of that, they would actually avoid even sleeping with their wives. I mean, because I didn't got time to go to the mikveh, man. So because of either bitul Torah or bitul piriya verivya, they felt that the downside was worse than the upside. Because of that, they backed the breakdown of the takana and held that people should not look at it as being in any way binding or in any way important. They didn't answer it, obviously, although I can tell you a story of my grandfather, Ruderman, in which he was very anti-Hasidic, you know. So a very rich balabos offered to build a beautiful new building for a dormitory in their Yisrael Yeshiva. Which was like, whoa. But only on condition that he could build a mikveh in the dormitory so that the bochum would be able to go to the mikveh. So my grandfather said, what, I need a yeshiva for a bunch of old men sitting around all day drinking tea? No way. I don't need the mikveh. I don't need the dormitory. Anyway, so there were those who were actually very against the whole idea of going to the mikveh. But as I mentioned to you, the Rambam says in a letter, he never missed once being makbid on Takanas Ezra. Obviously, Takanas Ezra is not necessarily to go to a mikveh. And even if it's to go to mikveh, it's not necessarily to go to a kosher mikveh. But we're going to get to all of that in a moment. And we'll see more of the specific dinner. But anyway, let's continue on. So, Reb Yehuda ben Betera doesn't seem to make any sense. In divrei Torah mekablim tuma, unless the point is that in telling you that, look, as far as the individual is concerned, the takana has broken down and it causes more problems than it's worth. Now, if you taina, but nonetheless, it created a kavod hatera, and the person should be feel that he's in a matzav, that he's not being mezalzel in divrei Torah. Divrei Torah are completely unaffected by your feelings of dirtiness, guilt, or anything else. you go learn Torah, and that Torah is the best thing you could possibly do. And there was once a Maisa with a certain Talmud, and there he was in the shir of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira asked him a question, and he's going, burr, 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 obviously not wanting to talk because he hadn't gone to the mikveh, in which Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira immediately understood what was going on. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said to him, excuse me, little boy, p'tach picha v'yairu dvaracha, open up your mouth, say what you got to say, let your word shine. She'ein divrei Torah mekablim tuma. There's no such thing as tuma having any impact on divrei Torah. She'nema haloko devorai ke'esh nu'um Hashem. And obviously the point of bringing this pasuk is that the esh not only is not mekabel tuma, but that it is something that is ma'ale into tahira. And just like the esh can't be mekabel tuma, divrei Torah cannot be mekabel tuma either. Omer mar. Matzia et haMishnah v'ino matzia et haGemara. Now, the one man Yomar said before that you are allowed to even give the details and explain a Mishnah, but not a Gemara. Now, that works out according to Rabbi Loi, because Rabbi Loi quoted Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, who was quoting Rav, Mishum Rabbeinu, that the halach is matzia et haMishnah v'ino matzia et haGemara. And the truth is that this is a machlokes Tanaim. Kitanai. Matzia et haMishnah v'ino matzia et haGemara divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Both are asur. You cannot be matzia neither Gemara nor Mishnah. But some say no. What he said, both of them are mutter. You can be matzia Gemara and Mishnah. So man diomar zeveze asur. Okay, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan Hasandler said before, and he said that indeed you have to be makbid, you're not even allowed to be matzia. But man diomar zeveze mutar, I don't understand if you're even allowed to be matzia gemara, and he's not putting any limits. So who's that going according to? Ah, that indeed is the one sheet that we haven't gotten to yet, in which we discover that the entire Takaras Ezra has broken down. And that's going like Rabbi Yehuda ben Biteira. What is that? Reb Nachum by Yitzchak. Nohug alma kahani plat sabe. There are three particular zakenim who normally were not part of the main thrust of sak, and nonetheless, they gave very, very kula sak halachas, and everyone has ended up being semech on them halacha lamaisa, and they are three people: Rabbi Eloi, when it comes to the question of reishis hagez, which we're going to see in a minute; Rabbi Yoshia, when it comes to the question of kilayim; and like Rabbi Yehuda ben Betzera, when it comes to the issue of saying divrei Torah as a balkeri. Rabbi Loi, Reishis Hagez, that's a reference to the Brice of Rabbi Loi Omer, Reishis Hagez, Eino Noeg Ela Ba'aretz, that we only take off Reishis Hagez, the first of our shearings to give to the Kohen in Eretz Yisrael, even though there's not a very good basis for that ruling. Nonetheless, that's how we paskin, because that became the Nohugalma. Rabbi Yoshia Bekilayim, Rabbi Yosher Bekilayim says a tremendous chiddush, and this is how we paskin. Lo tizracha karmacha kilayim. I'll bet you all think that kiloy akerem means the same thing essentially as kiloy zerayim, meaning if you mix in the middle of a field of wheat other types of grain, so you put in a different seed of grain, you're going to be planting kilayim. Says Rabbi Yosher, but then why does it say lo tizracha karmacha kilayim? Don't plant your existing kerem with kilayim, which is mashma that you would only be usur if you inserted something which is kilayim into your non-kilayim kerem, in which case you would only be chayiv if you have three species, two of which are anyway usur in terms of kilayim zrayim, and you mix them with kilayim kerem. That's kilayim kerem, and that's what becomes usur bahana'a as the special din of kilayim kerem, but not simply mixing one species in a vineyard. So lo olam, says Rabbi Yosha, lo olam eno chayav, ad sheyizra chita, seora, v'chartzan b'mapolet yad. So you'd have to plant wheat and barley and a grape all in one action of throwing your hand with those three seeds. Obviously, it doesn't mean only wheat, barley, and grape. I mean, it could be a vegetable and a different type of vegetable, but whatever would have been kolayim on its own. And that is Rabbi Yosha. What is the third thing? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira b'divrei Torah. Titania Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira omer, ein divrei Torah mekablim tumah, halacha lamaisa, and therefore you do not need to be Tevel. And in fact, when the Ziri came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said they canceled the tefillah. That means that the Chachomim is not stam that it became Batel, but implies that the Chachomim went out of their way to cancel the tefillah for Baal HaKer. And some say they canceled Netila. What would that be referring to? Mind you, I'm about the Tfilusa. That's like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and it was talking about the Tfila of a Baal Keren. Mind you, Amar about Luel and Netiluta was referring back to the sugya that we had much earlier in the Perek, in the Masechet, which is that Rav Chista Layat Amad Mahad and Amaya Bin and Siluta, that people should not spend an inordinate amount of time looking for water when it's time to daven. You'll remember the problem before that Rashi spoke about this in terms of Kriyat Shema and not in terms of Tefillah. And Tosfos actually brings this Gemara to show that Rashi is wrong. In any event, the reason was because you could end up missing your Zman Tefillah because you're so makbid on the Tefillah Yadayim, and you could simply rub your hands on Mili the Nikyu. It's something that makes them clean. Tana Rabbana. Baal Keri, Shenatnu Alefti Shaka Bin Mayim Tahor. Now, in a case where we were still being noeg, or those who wish to be makbid and are still noeg, and as the Torah brings there, those that are still chassidim, not chassidim in ours, what we use is the word chassidim, but chassidim v'anshe maisa, who are makbid even b'zman hazeh on Tfilas Ezra, so they are not necessarily in need of a mikvah, they could have someone pour 9 kav of water over them, and that would be enough, and he would be tahor. Now, Nocham Ish Gamzu whispered this to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva whispered this to Ben Azai, meaning that he taught it to them personally because he knew that they were certainly not Motzei Yatzo Nishotehem Ketarnegolim, and he wanted to save them the tircha of needing to go and find a mikveh and so on. And Ben Azai went out and he made a big announcement about it and published it in the newspapers, and he was Shana L'Tamidov B'Shuk. He wanted everybody to know. And there's a machlokas about this between two Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin and Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. We're not sure who said what, but one said that Ben Azai was Shina'a, that he made it an open thing, he wanted everybody to know it. But one man, the Omer, says that Ben Azai didn't publicize it, but he said it over quietly to all of his Talmud. He wasn't Machbed Dafka on the special people. So man, the Tani Shina'a. And the reason that Ben Azai would want everybody to know about this is because of Bittul Torah. People, it was ridiculous that you have to go running around for a mikveh and you end up coming a half an hour late this year. Or Mishum, Bittul Piri of Arivya. Because look, people that really ought to be sleeping with their wives in order to have children say, oh, come on, man, I got no time for this. So because of that, he was Mevatel the Tvila. Umandatani Lachasha. Is there was still, he needed to be careful that people in general wouldn't cancel the whole idea of Tyra for Lima Tyra, because Shelo Yu Tamidei Chachamim Mitzuyin Eitzel Nishoteyem Ketarnegolim. We don't want Tamidei Chachamim to be hanging around their wives like a bunch of roosters. Om Rabbi Yana, I heard that there's big coolness over here, some people, and I heard that there's others who are very machbit about it, and they're machmirim. And I can tell you that Kol HaMachmir Ba'al Atzmo, somebody who wants to be, even though he doesn't have to be, if he wants to be Machmir, then Marichin Lo Yamavu Shnotav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lengthen his years so that he doesn't end up wasting time. Maybe he'll even gain time, because he'll have a longer lifetime. Om Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi, who are these weirdos who go around to the mikvahs in the morning? Mati Van Shotov Le Shacharin. What are these guys? What? Wait a minute. Wasn't Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi the one who said that a Baal Keri is usur in Divrei Torah? So what do you mean, who are the weirdos? No, he meant, who are the weirdos that insist on finding this mikveh of 40 saw, which is very difficult? All they need to do is take a shower and efshir b'tisha kabin, and that would be sufficient. And why do they need tefillah? Because they have to go into a tub. They don't have to go into anything. They just pour it on them. Efshir b'netinah. Omer Rabbi Chanina. So the truth is that Geder Gadol Gadruba, the truth is that the Chachomim, there were times when by making it essential to go to a mikvah, it ended up saving people's lives. Because look, it was once a maisa, a guy who went to a whorehouse and he was Tava Isha Ledvar Aver. He was all ready to go to bed with this woman. And she says to him, you idiot. You got yourself a mikveh to go be tovel in. What are you going to do in the morning? And so he immediately, oh, forget it. You're right. It's not worth it. It's an amazing nekuda. Well, the point is that when a person realizes, you say, I understand. If he's ready to go to the whorehouse, what, so couldn't he just skip the mikveh? And the answer is no, absolutely not. Because he knows perfectly well that by the time the morning comes around, he's going to want the mikveh. So that is an intrusion of some ultimate reality in the moments of fantasy in which he's ready to sleep with this person, right? That insertion of reality is enough to break the entire bond of the Yetzer Hara. So because of that, it was a getter gadol and actually saved people. I see that none of you guys go to the mikveh. I don't know why. Is it because it's too cold to go to the mikveh? I mean, you could always go to a nice hot bath. It's a nice hot bath. You don't go to a mikveh in a bath. You have to go to the mikveh in a mikveh, don't you? So how in the world could it be a nice hot bath? Well, there are who say that it has to be a real mikveh, but as we'll see, we don't really hold that. And you actually could be tovel for your keri in a bathtub. Rabbi Zera havayasiv ba'agna demaya be'masuta. Rabbi Zera was once in a bathtub inside a bathhouse, and he said to the guy that was attending him, go bring me tisha kavin and pour it over me, will you? So, I understand, you're sitting in a bathtub. Why do you need anybody to pour water over you? Well, Yosef Begavayo, said Rabbi Zera, because there's no difference in terms of the specificity of the dinim of the Arbaim Sa' and the Tisha Kavan. Doesn't Arbaim Sa' have to be dafka by going into it, not through having it pouring over your head? The Tisha Kavan need to be bedafka pouring over and not sitting in it. Reb Nachman actually made a special container that had 9 kavim in it so that a Talmud would know that he could rinse himself with this water in this chatzpah and that he would be yotze. Ki Yosef Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda Glustera, they said that this din of Tisha Kavim is not always applicable. You can't just use Tisha Kavim instead of Arboim Kav. Remember, none of this is nogea because we paskin that batlua litvilusa and there is no din in which this is nogea. Nonetheless, people who want to be makbid on themselves need to know this gemara. So the only time that we were makbid was that somebody who's not well, and it wasn't his fault that he became a balkari. So then they made life easy on him, that he can use a tisha kavin. But even somebody who's sick, who deliberately became a balkari, well, then even if he's sick, he still needs 40 saw, says Rabbi Yosef. Okay, well, you know, if you get a chance, you can break Rav Nachman's chatzvei, because for all intents and purposes, it's useless. I mean, for God's sake, how often do you find a case where a guy is sick and he was Raya Keri La'onso? I mean, if he's sick, he generally is not really in the best matzav to have a seminal emission. So it's useless anyway. It's never going to be used. Ki also Ravin Amar, when Ravin came, he disagreed. And he said, I can tell you that in Usha, there was actually a Maisa. When we were going into the hall, into the house of Rav Oshaya, and the Talmidim came in and they asked Rav Asi what the din is, can a Balkari use Tisha Kavin? And he said to them, this din of Tisha Kavin is only said for a chole who was bedafka, caused himself on purpose to become a Balkari. But a sick person who accidentally became a Balkari, he doesn't need bechalal, any type of tefillah, not Arbaim Sa', not Tisha Kavin. Oh, so this is already much more kal, said Rabbi Yosef. Ah, now we can put it back together again. All right, it's time it got spinner of Nachman. So now it got glued back together again, because at least now it makes sense that it's usable sometimes. And the truth is that it appears that all of these Amorayim and all of these Tanoim, except that there was a Takanas Ezra, and they're all arguing about the fine points. I mean, I don't understand. A Takanas Ezra, if they all hold of it, is something, as Tosus points out, that is day-to-day material. I mean, this means that everybody knows the Dinim of the Takana from the time of Ezra. I mean, there was no time when it went out of use. Now, why don't we just ask what the Takana was? I mean, it couldn't be they forgot what the Takana was. Omer Abaya, let me explain to you. Initially, there were different levels of this Takana, and that's the question. The original Takana of Ezra was only for a healthy person who became purposefully a Balkari. He needs Arba'im Sum. And a normal, healthy person who accidentally became a Balkari can get away with Tisha Kabi. That was the original halacha. Now, the problem was that afterwards, they made a question, and that was the Machlokes Rav Dimi and Ravin, about what would be the din about the chola, whether, according to Rav Dimi, there's no difference between a chola and a bari when it comes to a margil. And that we didn't discuss before, because we only discussed the case of a bori. And they wanted to know what the din is of a chola, and Ezra hadn't addressed the case of the chola. So, Marzavar, a chole hamargil is kebari hamargil. A chole is exactly the same as a bari, if he becomes a balkari on purpose. Why should it be different than anybody else? But, and the truth is, there's no easier situation for him. And if he is a chole la'onso, it's like everybody else, because Ezra never made a distinction between a chole and a bari. Whereas Ravin held that no, if he is sick, so then by making himself a balkari, we're still going to go easy on him, and we'll treat him like a bori who's accidentally a balkari, so therefore he can use Tisha Kavi. A chole who had an accident, we're not going to be makbid on him at all, and he doesn't have to go, not for Tisha Kavi, and not for 40 sa'. Omar Rava, wait a second. What are you talking about? Ezra never talked about this deal about Tisha Kabin. What are you saying? That they're questioning what the Takana was in terms of Tisha Kabin, and there's a difference between Onso and between... I never heard of such a thing. Ezra was mitakein tefillah. That's our boy himself. Was he ever mitakein netina of Tisha Kabin? The Omar Mar, look, when the Gemara lists the 10 gezeiros that Ezra made, the language of this is Ezra tikein tefillah lebaalei kerayin, not netina, only tefillah. So I don't know where you get this from, Bichlal. That can't be the story, the way you're explaining it, Abaya. Elo amar Rava, I'll tell you how it works. Ezra originally was metakein only tefillah. And he was metakein that tefillah only for a person who is healthy and is not going to be adversely affected by going into a mikvah on a cold day and so on. So if he is a person who's healthy, and he deliberately became a balkari, so that's the whole point. We want people to be controlled. And therefore he said, okay, so take responsibility. But, I mean, somebody who has an accidental riaskari, I mean, what's he supposed to do? So why would we make life hard on him? So the only thing that Ezra's mitakein was A, healthy people, and B, who bedafka became a balkari, comes along the Rabbanan, and they added an additional takana. And they were mitakein that a healthy person, even by accident, even though Ezra would never told us you need a mikveh, true, you don't need a mikveh, but you need the Tisha Kabi. And then, after that, the Amoraim that we were talking about, the Machlokas Amoraim that we brought, they raised the question of what would be about a sick person. Now, we never discussed before at all. So, Rav Dimi, Mar Sava, that a Chayla who purposely becomes a Balkari is exactly the same as a Bari, and a Chayla La'onso is exactly the same as a Bari, and that Ezra just didn't discuss any differences between them. Whereas Ravin said, no, a bori hamargil is arboim sa, but a chole who is margil, we go easy on, and he is the same as a bori who had an accident, and it's enough for him to have the Tisha Kabim poured over him. But a chole who has an accident is poter miklum, and he doesn't even need Tisha Kabim. Anyway, halacha lamaisa amar Rava, hilchata bori hamargil, the chole hamargil arboim sa. Somebody who bedafka becomes a balkari, he requires arboim so. A bori la'onso only requires tisha kavin, the way that I explained the takana of Ezra. accidents are accidents. We don't make you go to a mikveh. A chole la'onso doesn't need anything. We're not going to have a guy go to a mikveh because of an accident when he's not feeling well. Tana Rabbana. But when is this true that nine kav are good? Only by medvarim latzmo, if he needs to learn Torah. Avolachirim, if he's supposed to be teaching Torah, then he really needs to be completely Torah, and he has to go into arbaim sa'ah. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you always need arbaim sa'ah. So there's definitely, they don't, we're going to see, you don't need really a real mikveh, but arbaim sa'ah, when you need arbaim sa'ah, is what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, is any old way. He's not saying you always need a real arbaim sa'ah. He's saying the arbaim sa'ah, when you need arbaim sa'ah, is any old arbaim sa'ah. Now, what do you mean when you say any old arbaim sa'ah? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is one group. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Chani is another group. Now, these two groups split their opinions, okay, between the chavrusas, not between the groups. So one member of the first chavrusa, one member of the second chavrusa, we got totally confused. We don't know who agrees with who. But we do know that the two chavrusas argued, and Chad mi'ayzuga v'chad mi'ayzuga, we're talking about the first part. And one said like this, that the Tanakama there, when does it say that the Tanakama says that it's only good la'atzmo, aval acherim, you need arboim sa'ah. So one man, the armor from each group, said that's dafka to a chole ha-margil, but to a chole la'onso, even for others, tisha kavin is enough. And chad amar, kol la'acherim, no. To teach others, even a chole la'onso would require arboim sa'ah. Now, there was also a machlokas about the second part of the braisa, which is Rabbi Yehuda, and Chai Mihai Zuga, V'Chai Mihai Zuga on the Sefer also argued. Chad Omar, when did Rabbi Yehuda say, any old way, Arboim Sa'ah, what does he mean, any old way? Well, any old way means it's still got to be in a mikveh, I mean, it's got to be in the ground, he can't put it in a bathtub, Avo Bekelim Lo. The other man, the armor, said, they can even put it into a bathtub. You go to mikveh in the bathtub. V'Chad Omar, feel Bekelim Nami. Wait a minute. So, if Rabbi Yehuda was saying even in a bathtub, then that explains why he said any old way. But if you're telling me the Arboim Sa'ah cannot be in a bathtub, it has to be in a karka, what's the meaning of any old way? I mean, Arboim Sa'ah in a mikveh is a mikveh. So what are you adding by saying any old way? It doesn't matter. Ah, it means any old way you get the water. That's the point. So like this, a mikveh, obviously you can't turn on the faucet and get the water out of the faucet, you need to have water that is kosher for a mikveh, so that it has to be the rainwater and so on. Masha ein kein for a balkari, you have to imayim shuvim. Even if initially you got that water through she'iva, as long as right now it's in the ground, and it's not in a kli at this moment, it's also kosher for a balkari. Rav Papa, Rav Unabrei, Rav Yeshua, and Rav Bar Shmuel were once going out and having a little breakfast together, and Krichel Rif Tabahadi Adadi, they're all eating a sandwich, you know. After they eat, Rav Papa says, guys, I'm the one that should be able to say Birkat HaMazon today because I had nine kavin poured all over me. Says Rav Bar Shmuel, excuse me, that ain't nothing. Tanina Bamedvarim Amurim Latzmo, Avlacherim Arboim Sa, you want a bench for us? Well, it says Beferish, if you're going to be doing this bracha for other people or doing this teaching for other people, then you need Arboim Sa'ah. You just disqualified yourself, buddy. So therefore, it better be me. I would say that give it to me. Have a little didili vroch, because, hey, I got 40 sa'ah today. Even though he says nuffel, like obviously doesn't mean literally nuffel. It just means I'm using the same language. I got into a mikveh. Says Ravuna, yeah? Well, I'm better than both of you. I didn't have either. I didn't have the Tisha Kavin, and I didn't have the mikveh. What do you say about that? Even better is the guy who wasn't Raya Kerry in the first place. Give me the brun to be Mavarech. That's how Rashi learns. Which is a little bit strange. I mean, at one point or another in his life, obviously he had to do something. So, okay. The Enachinami, there are other Rishonim who say, no, give it to me because I don't hold to this whole darn thing. I'm telling you right now, I didn't go to the mikveh. I didn't have Tisha Kavim. I am a Balkari. Thank you very much. Give it to me. I'm happy to say the bracha. So he was trying to establish that the halacha is that batlu litvilusei. That's how a lot of the others are loimik. Okay. Rav Chama tovel b'mala yom lepischa lohotzi rabin midei chavatan. Now Rav Chama, because he was going to say the brachas, it's not clear what this is, the brachas of the Seder, that he was going to be motzi everybody on the brachas of the Seder, on the halal, but whatever it is, he held that because in order to be motzi others, so he was b'chuyev to be tovel. However, we do not paskin that way, let yochata kavatei, and in fact there is no din of tefillah whatsoever, unless a person wants to be machmir himself, but then obviously there'd be no point in our saying over this halacha.